And we are live. Welcome to Winning Mood, Short, Sharp, Strongest Supercoach and Punting Advice for the NRL Week Ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, 2021 Supercoach Champion. And we're live every single week, share as much information as we can with each other and with you guys, always in under 20 minutes. How are you, Tim?
Yeah, not too bad. Just as you've gone live, I think I'm getting an eye twitch. So we'll just see how that progresses throughout the pod. Okay, so yeah, look, I've got a few mixed emotions, mate, a few mixed feelings. A little tired, started a new job, but also quite excited about some things I've got to share with you guys and some ideas to run through everyone's mind.
It'll be an interesting pod, mate. If people are wondering, I am sitting on a floor somewhere. I'm not at home. I'm not even in my own city, but I'm just doing everything possible to try and get this show out there for the people, hopefully find them a winner or two and some super coach advice. But before we look forwards, how about we look back? I'm going to bring up your round 6 team, mate, and I want you to talk us through what was the strategy last week, how'd you go, what moves did you make?
Okay, so made no moves, no trades, but the Villa Army, my super coach team, had a bit of a mishap. I had a few fantasy beers with the boys and slept in on the Friday game thinking that it would start at 6, but it started at 4. And what actually happened was a few boys didn't get on the game day bus and a few others snuck on. So Momorowski decided to play for me when he wasn't even going to play for the Newcastle Knights, considering he's injured. I've also Momorowski. I get them confused because of the Momo. Tass as well. He came off the bench. Wasn't intending to play him either. I added up what it cost me. It was a big mishap. It's cost me 89 points. It's not the be end all and end all, but it did cost me 4 head to heads in my super coach. I captained Teddy, didn't work out, but let's move on. I've got some exciting things for us moving forward. Let's not worry about last week.
You know what? I have a question for you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to prep on this, but I was curious. Can you look at other people's teams? Like, can we look at who the people are that are coming first and top 10 and top 100?
Yeah, so if you just go to the rankings section on your Supercoach app, it'll just pop up immediately. There's a whole different way you can play. You can play sort around and see who's the top in your state, top in, you know, even by fan team supporters base. So you might go, you might be coming 20th, but you might go, I'm the best Cowboys supporter Supercoach at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you can have a look around there, see what other people are doing. You might think, how am I going to try get ahead, or what are the other
do you do that? Do you look at like who's killing it and see like who the common players are? Are there some common guys that everyone who's killing it right now has, you know, these handful of guys?
Look, hard towards the end, I would be focused on who's at the top and how you're going to try to get ahead of them. At this point, I don't think it's so important to start trying to go different to the guys in front, or because there's so many ways that the people in front can make mistakes, get the wrong captains and stuff like that.
But just out of interest, like, is there a key theme? Like, I don't know, have they all got, you know, Nicho Hynes, or they've all got Pappy, everyone who did well would have had Turbo, right?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't really done the statistics on it, but I think the common theme you'd find is, you know, most of them would have had the guys that have obviously been doing pretty well consistently, and there hasn't been a great deal of them. There's been guys that are killing it, and then sometimes they go a bit off par. But I think a lot of these guys probably might have started with the likes of, you know, Hynes for sure, Mitch Moses, maybe Dylan Brown, even had Munster and Harry Grant for the likes at the start, sort of around the start as well. Look, I think at this point, don't pay too much attention. The most important thing is to try and make the best side that you can. Don't worry if it's the same as the guys up the top, because you can still get ahead by, you know, you'll play a different bench to what they will and stuff like that. And there'll be some differences. Play the long game. Don't stress out and panic early. So that's my advice.
Well, I give you credit because some of those names that you said are names you brought up. You know, you were high on a lot of those Storm playmakers and Nicho Hynes as well. What are you coming now in the nation?
I dropped last week after my mishap. I'm 8,500th, but that's all good. We're
top 10,000, mate.
Where are you?
Then go about 80,000 spots further back. I can't even remember if I looked this week.
That's all right. That's all right. You're having fun.
But I'm not giving up. Not giving up. I do check my team. I'm kind of like some of our followers. I'm a bit time poor. I definitely don't spend too long on my super coach, but I still like want to be successful with it. And I try and use the advice you give me, but obviously not using it as well as I should.
On a very different level. Sorry to talk over you, mate. Yeah, so a lot that's of people right. are obsessed and it's their main priority, myself guilty. And then other people, you know, it's just something to compliment watching the footy. And if they miss the game, yeah, they'll check the scores, cool, you know, whatever. That's fine. Everyone plays on a different level. I started off very casual and then only got obsessed in the last sort of couple of years, to be fair. I started in 2016.
People, being my first year, I was too proud and I assumed I'd be good and I didn't follow too much advice and I just picked guys I thought would go well.
Everyone does that,
yeah, exactly. You always back yourself, but hopefully people find it interesting at least.
You should always continue to back yourself. Listen to other people's opinions, but always back your gut.
Let's get your opinions, mate. Let's jump into a squad game and red light, green light, and tell us who to stay away from and who to look towards.
Sounds good. All right, so I'm going to break it down red, orange, and green this week, and I'm going to do it in the order red, orange, and green. So, look, for me this week, I'm getting rid of Josh King. He's done a great job for us at the Storm. Look, 31 last week. I'm not too fazed about the low score, but look, he does have a bit of attacking stats in him required to get a good score. So you can easily let go of him. He's made some money. I'm going to downgrade him. And the other one I'm tossing up between is I'm either going to sell Aiken or Kickow. Now, both of these guys I could consider holds, but we can't have everyone, and we kind of need to make some sacrifices at this point of the year. I am a massive Kickow fanboy. He's my team's named after him, so I'm probably going to hold on to him and get rid of Aiken, but I would probably encourage people, if they had that combo, get rid of Kickow, and that's just giving you my brain thinking, not my heart thinking. Other than that, other red lights is anyone that you're prepared to get rid of that you're like, this might sound weird, but this is one of those weeks, anyone that you're prepared to part with that won't really break your heart losing them, because there's some important green light this week. So orange, I'm going to do very important orange is two people, Blake Taff and Teddy. Why I've called them oranges is you've kind of got to have one or the other, I think, if you're Teddy owners. A lot of people, or you don't, and I'll explain later, but a lot of people are doing the easy downgrade. Get rid of Teddy to Taff. Taff is a great option for the Bunnies. He's a fullback. Fullbacks are great. He's kicking goals. I reckon he'll average about 60 points, which is great. He'll probably have some good games in him as well. Oh, have we lost sound?
I muted myself. Rookie error. And I was just chipping in to say Taff will still probably have that role for at least another 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So he's a great moneymaker. A lot of boxes ticked. He's a great cheapie, but I'm avoiding, and this is why he's an orange, I am a staunch holder of Tedesco. A lot of people have been patient and have their patience is they've had enough and they're getting rid of him. Credit to you, I'm happy for it. I do see merit in getting rid of him, but my heart, my gut, I have to trust it. It tells me keep him. So I'm keeping him, and I'm finding a way around getting our important green light of this week, which is Nathan Cleary. He has to be pretty much almost rushed into your side. So now that we've seen that 150 and he scored that big score, we know that he's right. He's good to go. And he scored so consistently last year. If you don't have him, you're basically falling behind. So I really encourage people to sort of do what they can. That's why I say anyone you're prepared to part with, it's a bit of a hashtag. There will be a lot of different be team dependent, depending who you've got in your side. But a lot the green lights I'm offering for a few cheapies, Joseph Suwali, an early go on him. You can wait a week, but I'm going to bring him in this week. Great. I think he'll be a great option. He hasn't really lit it up in Supercoach at all yet. He's only just showing little glimpses of eye test, and I'm willing to go on that eye test. David Mowali, I'm going to bring in. I don't think he's a great option, but he's a prop that I'm going to downgrade King too. It's just the only guy I can really, really give any like justice to doing other than a complete nuff. So I'm going to bring him in. I don't expect him to score much more than 30s. He'll be a very slow burn. He might make a little bit of cash, but he might just be a bit of an awkward guy on my side. But it's more important that I get Cleary so I can deal with having an awkward Mulally. Other green lights, if you've already got Cleary, people might need to focus on, if they don't have Fifita, I reckon he's pretty juicy now. We've got to have Fifita. I've got him. Stags, if you didn't have him, I think you could probably get him. If you sold him, it might hurt to get him back, but you could probably get him back. But I don't mind not getting Stags because, look, he's a bit funny. We expect him to score well in the easier games, but then he scored big against the Storm and the Panthers. Or was it the Roosters and the Panthers? Either way, two good sides. I think it was the Storm and the Panthers. Roosters Panthers, sorry. Yep. I'm trying to talk a million miles an hour because I've got so much.
How you doing, mate?
I'm really excited and I've got so much for you this week. Look, I think Stags, you could go the other way. You know what I mean? Sometimes he does have to get involved and he does need that big play. So you don't have to get him. He's not a must-have. There are other ways you can go. There's other good keepers like Tupu, you know, Campbell Graham, the killer.
I picked up Mulitalo and that's actually been one of my good moves.
Wow. Even good on you, bro. Nice. Very nice shout for you. Good work. Yeah, you could even go. I still think Talakai is someone that you could go. You might feel like you've missed the boat, but sometimes if you feel like you've missed the boat, some of these guys just keep performing and you go, oh, no, the boat was still there. It was just, I should have jumped on it. If you think you need to jump on it like Cam McInnes did in that dive tackle for Talakai, go for
that
it.
That was outstanding. Should get that was
he should. Exactly. I think that should have been a 50-point play for effort. I don't own him, but I would have played it. I would have said that I'm happy for him to have it. Also, I'm going to give a little special asterisk this week. If you're someone that feels like you've got everyone, you've got Cleary, I've got this guy, I've got Fifita, I've got that guy, my team's good, maybe see if you could upgrade your second 5'8 if you don't have two gun 5'8s to Cody Walker. I got a feeling about him. You can't keep a guy down for too long. He showed a few glimpses last week, set one up, felt a little bit more confident. He was involved in the one that Taff actually got the points for as well. So, look, I think he's going to come good very, very soon. He's at a very juicy price. You can even wait if you want because he's still got a break even of about 100. But sometimes it proves to go early on someone, and that was, you know, evident last week with Nathan Cleary. So if people are, you know, prepared to sort of take a punt, I like Cody Walker.
And, I mean, he's got a pretty favourable draw, and that includes this weekend. Although the Tigers are reinvigorated, from a betting perspective, the Bunnies are still double-digit favourites. So you would expect plenty of points. But the Bunnies, mate, before we kind of change gears to punting, you run various shows this week, and I'm just curious, is there any other major topic that you can boil down in 60 seconds to share with us?
Look, I feel like I've kind of covered it just in whether it's, you know, people want to get Blake Taff or whether they still want to hold Teddy. I feel like the larger majority are getting Blake Taff. He's the most popular trade. Sometimes I like to avoid those real popular ones and just nothing against, you know, Blake Taff, or, you know, sometimes I just hope it doesn't work out for him. You know what I mean? I hope he doesn't score so well, and because everyone's doing it. And that's where you can get ahead. Some that worked a little bit for me with everyone going Sean Johnson last year. So I identified, I'd prefer to go Cleary. I'd prefer to have Teddy than Blake Taff, regardless of how much he's making money and the other guys losing money. That's where I'm at. But everyone, you do you. That's probably the main topic.
And one other question, you used a word that maybe some of the uninitiated don't know. Enough.
Enough. So just a guy that's pretty much going to do nothing. That's in your side that just, you know.
Is it short for nothing, or it's short for enough, like because they do nothing?
I think it might be. I'm not actually too sure of the. I don't get right into the avant-garde-ness of it all. But yeah, I think it is something like that. But it's basically just a guy that's not going to play, that just sitting there doing nothing. Which sometimes you don't want them in this day and age with COVID. You want to have as minimal of them as you can. But sometimes people have some of them just to try strengthen their side up. But if you can try get a guy that's not enough, but will get some game time. Like I got Tass in on the idea that he will get some game time. He might be a bit of a trap, but I like the idea that he might get some game time. So
that's
good.
Especially people that might have a few key players in the Bulldogs, they might have been nervous today. But let's change gears. Tell people how they can win a jersey, and then hopefully how they can win a bet as well.
Sure. So this weekend, compliments of our friends and sponsor at Top Sport, we've got it's the Panthers Sunday game. So Panthers in Canberra, all you need to do is comment in the comment section, the last try scorer and the minute you think they'll score in. It doesn't matter if you don't get the minute right. It's just so we can determine who's the closest if people pick the same person. Look, you've got to get around. This is a free bet to basically win the equivalent of about $150 these jerseys are worth, I think. So get amongst it, guys. This is a really good thing, a great promo. Our 2 out of 3 bet, I'm really excited about this. I kind of wanted to do this from the start, but we thought it was a bit kooky. Because we haven't really been ticking the boxes and we've had a few voids and, we're more on the losing end than winning end. I've got to try something. You know, if the key ain't working, try another key. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. So this week, we're putting our eggs in one basket. And because of this, we're going Tupu, Suwali, and Tedesco, all for $2.25. We only need two of them to score of the three. My reasoning is, I feel like I pick in my same game multis almost every single week, three try scorers, and always two of them get up and I miss one. Every single time. I swear if I went back in my bet slip, I could show you it and the amount of them would be horrendous. So I want to try this theory and see if we can put my bad luck to our fortune and see if we can use my skill of picking only two of three in a game. So let's see how that works. And maybe if this works, this might be our new little thing going forward. But we'll see how it goes. We'll give it a try. I'm confident with it. And I think the boys that it'll be Tedesco and Tupu, to be fair, if it's only two of the three. But Tupu, definitely. And I think Suwali on the wing, you can't argue with that.
Well, you said that Suwali would be a shrewd pickup and you're saying hold on to Teddy. And you know what? You told me you wanted to pick all three in one game and I was a little bit hesitant on like kind of all eggs in one basket. And you picked that independently. You picked three players. I said, let me look at the games as well, which I do every week to try and come up with best bets. Well, my favourite side of this weekend, and same as the Podonis, who joins me on the pod each week, was the Roosters. And the three players you picked were Roosters players. So then I knew it was meant to be. Full disclosure, you picked Manu, and I actually subbed in Teddy, and we got slightly higher odds going Teddy.
Nice, and okay. I didn't even
Teddy
notice that.
Last week. Probably because you did pick him last week, so you were thinking that, and he didn't score. So I do feel like, if you're tossing up, he's due, isn't he? Like, I'm not a big believer in that.
I don't own Tupu, but I like him. He's a great buy for anyone who wants to get a different one. Just like if you're thinking, I don't want to go Stags, or you want a different CWT, he's a great buy. I bloody love Suwali. I love Teddy. I'm holding it. Buying Suwali. I'm holding Teddy, and they're bloody going to do us good this weekend. I can feel it. I'm excited.
So on my Anzac Day clash. And so that's actually our best bet. Sports bet -11.5. And some people might think that this traditional game is going to be tight and the Dragons are going to lift. My opinion is Dragons don't have another gear to go to. They've been trying their very hardest. And that was demonstrated last Sunday. They poured everything into that, gutting out a narrow win against the Knights. And this is a totally different competition now. As for the Roosters, this is a team that has gears to go to. And I think on a big occasion with a nice turnaround, and you mentioned Suwali, who just got a start last week, Verrill's the same boat, and other players like Teddy that haven't exploded onto the scene yet in 2022. It's only a matter of time, no better time than Anzac Day. And the other side we're going back to the well with is a game that's pretty intriguing and could go either way. And that's the Queensland Derby up in North Queensland. We're going to take the Titans, who are actually underdogs on the road, but we think that they're the stronger team and they've just been so inconsistent, yet to string together 80-minute performances. We think it'll be this week. We've taken them plus half a try. So that's
good
our plan.
Good for feeder owners.
Get us out of here in 30 seconds, mate.
Well, thanks all of that for it was brought to you by Top Sport. Guys, if you've got any questions, stick it in the comments and tag us in it so we can answer it for you when we get around to it. Also, to share it with your mates, tell them about our potty, tell them to get around it. And finally, if you're having a punt this weekend, do it responsibly. But if you're going to do it with Top Sport and do it using the code TRIPOD when you're using a promo code. Excellent, guys. Have a good weekend. That's gold.
And we hope we put you in a winning mood.
See you guys.